Wondery, I'm Robbie Damond, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Javi's Imaginary Adventures.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
The sound of sirens blared through Javi's alarm. He jerked awake, sending his pillow and superhero blankets flying.
I'm awake!
He stood up, stretched his arms to the sky, and then bolted off in search of breakfast.
Oh, we're having pancakes?
Javi shouted, hoping that suggesting it might make it come true. He made it to the top of the staircase, grabbed hold of the banister, and slid down like a firefighter on a pole, all the way to the bottom.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo.
Javi always had a monstrous appetite in the morning, and today was no exception. He landed with a jump,
woo,
and headed for the kitchen. Javi was wearing his brand new construction pajamas, a gift from his abuelos. These pajamas were covered in pictures of cool machines. Bulldozers, rock crushers, dump trucks, excavators, and cranes. As Javi took his seat at the kitchen table, he began to feel goosebumps all over as his imagination came to life. He watched the scene before him begin to change. And that's when he heard construction noises coming from his own mouth. Come on, Javi, your food's gonna get cold. No playing pretend this morning. Playing pretend? But it all seems so real. Javi didn't feel like he was in a kitchen sitting at a table. The whole room looked like a construction site to him. Instead of hearing birds chirping and eggs sizzling on the stove, Javi's brain heard cranes beeping and scooping and crushing. He picked up his fork, but to Javi, it was a front loader, just like the one on his pajamas. The salt and pepper now looked like rock crushers. His spoon was now an excavator busy at work. The pitcher of juice looked like a dump truck, and the pancake tongs had taken the shape of a crane. Javi wished that his family could see what he could see. They could watch as Javi's fruit salad was mutilated by a rock crusher, and a cherry picker moved the sausages like logs. How they would laugh if they could see the huge crane picking up pancakes and dropping them on his little brother's plate, and a dump truck emptying juice all over the table.
This is so cool!
Javi picked up his spoon, and his imagination turned it into a bulldozer. He took a big scoop of scrambled eggs, then jerked his arm, catapulting them across the kitchen.
Watch out! Bulldozer!
Oh, Javi! You're making a mess of the entire kitchen! Javi's dad gave him a disapproving look.
We talked about this before. You know there's a time and a place to use your imagination, and this is not it. Now, let's clean up this mess.
And with that, Javi and his dad cleaned up the eggs, sausage, juice, and pancakes that were plastered to the walls. Thankfully, Luna, the family dog, joined in on the cleaning up by licking the floor, the chairs, and even his baby brother's feet. Javi sighed and trudged back upstairs. He was sad to start the day already in trouble. He opened his closet to start getting ready for school. And immediately, he perked right back up. There were so many cool shirts to choose from.
Oh, I almost forgot about this one.
On the front was a huge green brontosaurus, whose tail stretched all the way to the back. Javi pulled it over his head and ran to the kitchen.
Javi, hurry up!
He grabbed his backpack and rushed out the front door. At school, Javi's mom dropped him off at the front entrance. Have a good day, honey. Be on your best behavior.
Yes, Mom.
As he entered the school, Javi began to feel the same goosebumps he had felt that morning. He didn't know whether to be excited or nervous. The fun he had at breakfast ended up getting him into a lot of trouble.
Here we go again.
Before he knew it, his imagination had taken over again. The janitor's huge trash can on wheels was the perfect size to become a dinosaur, just like the one on Javi's shirt. Boom, boom, boom. Suddenly, Javi remembered what his dad said. There's a time and place to use your imagination. He quickly covered his mouth. But the more Javi looked at the trash hauler, the less he could resist. It was huge. As the janitor looked on in disbelief, Javi climbed onto it, imagining it was a dinosaur. He grabbed the dinosaur's long, plated neck and held on for dear life.
Hey, kid, what do you think you're doing?
I'm going for a ride. I'll be back, promise.
Is that kid riding a trash can?
Look out. He could hear people gasping and staring at him, but Javi was having so much fun, he didn't care. He and his new pretend dinosaur friend made their way right down the middle of the school hallway and headed straight for his classroom. In his mind's eye, all he saw was a dense forest with tall trees and thick vines. Javi's imagination was running so wild, he could practically hear pterodactyls screeching and T-Rexes roaring. As the dinosaur stretched its neck to eat leaves from the trees, Javi lowered himself down onto the floor right in front of the teacher's desk.
Thanks for the ride!
And just like that, Javi remembered where he really was. Inside his classroom. He hadn't been riding a dinosaur through a giant forest. He had been riding around on a trash can.
Javi, seriously, you can't just come into class like this and make a big mess. Now, apologize to the janitor and return his supplies right away.
You wouldn't understand. Javi gathered all of the janitor's supplies and headed back toward the cafeteria. He saw the janitor waiting patiently and rolled the card up to him.
I'm sorry.
You got quite the imagination, kid.
I know.
Javi dragged his feet back to class and slid into his chair. He looked down at his cool dinosaur shirt and sighed.
I'll do better tomorrow.
The next day began innocently enough. Still half asleep, Javi thumbed through the clothes in his closet. Through his half-shut eyes, he was drawn to another one of his favorite shirts. It had a fierce wolf in mid-howl gazing up at the moon. He quickly pulled the shirt over his head, grabbed his backpack, and headed for the stairs. Luna, Javi's pet husky, came running through the living room. Javi had always loved her thick white coat and large pointy ears. But today, she didn't look like a husky. She looked more like the wolf on his shirt. Javi could feel those familiar goosebumps returning. His heart began to beat faster, and then... Luna barked and howled, running in circles around the couch. Javi's imagination began to take over. Luna wasn't a dog anymore, she was a wolf. Before Javi knew what he was doing, he let out another howl. Javi dropped down to his hands and knees and started chasing Luna around the room, crashing into chairs and sending toys and books flying all over the place. Javi and Luna bounded over the couch, the rug, the coffee table.
Luna, Javi, stop! Everyone freeze!
Luna crashed into a shelf with a vase on top. It wobbled until Javi's dad rushed in and grabbed it just in time. Javi stopped in his tracks.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I thought we talked about this yesterday, son. There's a time and place to use your imagination. When you're late for school, that's the
wrong time.
And when you're in the middle of the living room, where there are lots of items that could hurt you, that's the
wrong place.
Javi lowered his head and started cleaning up the living room.
Talk about a rough start to the day. If only he could just control his imagination.
That morning at school, Javi was determined to keep his cool. He didn't want to get into trouble, especially not during art class. Miss Vincent, his art teacher, was his favorite. She always wore an apron with lots of pockets, filled with paintbrushes and colored pencils. Her face was so friendly, and she was always smiling brightly. On this particular day, Javi noticed Miss Vincent's shirt. It was bright purple and had three cats on it.
Grr. Grr.
Javi quickly zipped his lips. He knew he wasn't supposed to play pretend during school. But seeing that shirt, he couldn't help it. Javi was out of his seat before he even realized it, growling and crawling between the legs of easels, spilling paint and knocking over Ms. Vincent's stool as he tried to jump on it. In Javi's mind, the three innocent little kittens on Miss Vincent's shirt looked like sleek jaguars. And they sure were making a mess with their big paws. Then he remembered what his dad told him this morning and quickly returned to his seat. But not without noticing what a mess the corner of the room was. Then Javi heard,
"Javi, where are you, buddy?"
He rubbed his eyes. Ms. Vincent was standing right beside him.
"This might sound crazy, miss, but for a second those cats on your shirt look like jaguars. And they were walking around the room. It was like it was really real."
Javi really didn't want to get in trouble again, especially with Ms. Vincent. She motioned for Javi to come over to her desk, away from the rest of the class.
"Javi, you have one of the most unique imaginations I've ever come across. How would you like to learn how to use it in the best possible way?"
Javi nodded eagerly. "Well then, get ready to open your eyes.
Come on, class. Today we're going outside."
For the rest of the class, Ms. Vincent showed the class how to look at the world around them and draw what they saw. She taught them to use their imaginations and see what might be as they wandered around the school grounds. If they used their imaginations, the monkey bars looked like a giant caterpillar. The climbing gym looked like a giant spider, and the slide looked like the neck of a dinosaur.
"Okay, class, let's look at these climbing tunnels over here. Now, use your imaginations and raise your hands if you see something different than a tunnel."
Javi was the first to raise his hand.
"I see snakes slithering around. And when somebody goes in one, it looks like the snake is eating them."
Other hands started going up.
"I see rabbit tunnels. I see the inside of a dungeon and a castle."
"That's really good, class. Now look all around. We're in winter, so look at the trees without the leaves. What does your imagination say about them?"
When they had been all over the playground using their imaginations, Ms. Vincent got everyone's attention.
"Do you see it now? This is how you use your imagination. Now, let's go inside now and draw some of the things that you saw."
One boy raised his hand.
"Miss Vincent, instead of drawing, can I make something using these boxes? I want to try and make the monkey bars look like a caterpillar."
"That's a great idea. Go right ahead."
Miss Vincent had helped Javi to see how he could channel his imagination into something creative instead of something destructive. When he got goosebumps, he would decide what to do with the scene changing in front of him. And he already knew what he liked to do. He liked to draw. When they returned to the classroom, Javi started drawing those jaguars on Ms. Vincent's shirt. It was so much fun. By the end of class, he had three drawings. Ms. Vincent whispered to him quietly,
"I'm so impressed with what you've learned today, Javi. Look at these amazing drawings."
"Here." Ms. Vincent handed him a brand new sketch pad.
Javi couldn't believe it. I'd love for you to fill this up with everything you're seeing. Thanks, Miss Vincent. This is the best gift ever. Javi carefully stuffed the sketchbook into his backpack and could hardly wait to get home from school to show his mom. After dinner, instead of watching TV, Javi told his family about what he learned in art class. Would you guys like to see what I drew?
Well, we'd love to.
Sure, son. Javi retrieved his backpack and pulled out the sketchbook. He showed his parents jaguars, snakes, and all of the other things he had drawn.
These are great. Well, sounds like your imagination can be used to create some really cool things.
Yes, I want to draw some more tonight. We are so proud of you, Javi. How about we give Javi his birthday present from his abuelos early?
Great idea. Would you like to open it now, Javi?
Yes! He ripped the shining wrapping paper off in a flash. Inside the box was a pair of pajamas covered in stars, rockets, airplanes, astronauts, and aliens, and another brand new sketch pad and sharpened colored pencils. Javi threw his arms around his mom and dad and immediately started drawing. Soon, the pages were filled with green aliens and fantastic rocket ships. In fact, Javi drew all night. He had so many new ideas that his hand could barely keep up with his thoughts. From that day on, things changed for Javi. He still got excited and still made the occasional sound to go with his artwork. But now, he knew he was an artist with an extraordinary imagination. And as Javi sat munching on his waffles at the breakfast table one morning, he noticed his baby brother grab one of Javi's dinosaurs and stick it into his egg yolk.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Javi's Wild Imagination, written by Haley Martinez. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Jennifer Klein is our producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman, Janine Cornelow, and Marshall Louie for Wondering.